album Thank Me Later is finally in stores.
It is.
How's it feel for it to be like finally out after all this time?
It's there. It's on the shelves. I can hold it. It's nice, man. It's good because it, you know what it does? It allows me to start working on the next one, which is like the greatest thing in the world. Like it's out. It's off. It's off our list of to do things. You know, like and you know it's great. It's doing very well.
Let's get into this straight away. Let's break down the album track by track. Fireworks.
Yes.
Okay, what made you want to put this as the first track on your album?
I always have this tendency to feel like I owe people like somewhat of a monologue. I did it on So Far Gone with a song called Lust for Life, where I sort of let you know where my head is at. And I do it again on Fireworks, except this one has a hook. Okay. So Fireworks is really just addressing the things that maybe I never address in interviews or in public or anything like that. And yeah, it's you know, I talk about my family. I talk about like a little situation I was in.
Okay, this situation. See, this, last time we talked about this situation, you had the grin, man. It's like that was you know, the last verse on this track's about Rihanna, right?
The second verse. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because so many people are making like this huge deal out of it. I don't want to make a huge deal out of it because she might come out and be like, it wasn't that serious, and it really like it may have not been, you know, to anybody else but me. But to me, I was just new, man. You know, like you said, I was smiling, I was stressed out, I was stressing myself. Like I thought I had it, you know. Yeah. I was like, whoa, this woman is like it. So I mean, yeah, I just sort of let my feelings out there in the song, and I hope nobody ever thinks that I'm in any way putting her down or bashing her. She gave me like one of the most beautiful emotions that I never get anymore, which was she's a female that made me nervous.
You know?
Yeah. So I mean, I hope nobody ever takes it like, oh man, I'm dissing her. No, it's never like that.
You described the situation as being a pawn in her game.
That was in an interview.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being that pawn.
I mean, that was just my way of saying I felt small. You know, she's a queen. She could put me in check in a heartbeat, and I really felt like I felt like a pawn in the game. Period. Not her game. Not that she's playing a game, but just in the game. You know, I felt small, and she was like, she's the queen. You know.
Wow.
In my mind, she was anyway.
This is One Extra, it's DJ Semtex, Drake. It's the album breakdown for Thank Me Later. This is Fireworks.
Let's do it.